Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I think that we have to be constantly asking ourselves, how do we calculate the risk? And, you know, sometimes we don't calculate it correctly. We either overstate it or understate it. Clearly, as Secretary Napolitano has said, you know, we're doing this because the terrorists keep getting more creative about what they do to hide explosives and, you know, crazy things like underwear. So clearly there is a need. Now, if there is a way to limit the number of people who are going to be put through surveillance, that's something that I'm sure can be considered. But everybody's trying to do the right thing.
Yeah, well, the issue's not going away. The TSA, we learn how, by looking at some of the video and watching this guy's face and body language, Mr. Pistoli, what we're really dealing with here. That was Hillary Clinton responding to all of the questions surrounding TSA procedures. We've got to make you afraid, very afraid. Increasing opposition. Some people at the TSA say they're going to try to modify. It depends on who you listen to. This thing is a crazy mess. And just another example of how the government has become so out of touch, out of control, and they, instead of sort of trying to get a consensus on how to do this appropriately, they try to ram it down your throat or shove it up your you-know-what. So this week is going to be very telling. Wednesday is opt-out day. Will you opt out if you're traveling? 800-510-8255 is the way to be in touch. If you're new to the Talk Radio Countdown, I'll quickly explain how we review the top stories, the top hits. Take 10 of them as we survey dozens of radio stations that do issue-oriented sort of news talk radio. And every day we put together an hour or two of new, fresh information and your calls. That's the way it gets done. 800-510-8255. Matter of fact, on Monday, usually we overview, when it comes to news talk radio and television, the Sunday morning talk programs on the networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox. And that gives us a pretty good idea of what will be the number one issue during the day today and perhaps sets the tone for the week. Government officials spent the weekend on these shows responding to criticism, serious, heavy, continuing criticism, body scans, pat-downs. The head of the agency responsible for security, facing protests from travelers, pressure from the White House. He gave some ground on his position, it would appear. He said early in the weekend, and depending on who he talked to, this shows you how bad this guy is. One person he tells there's going to be no change, and then we'll look at it. So Pistoli, John Pistoli, said in a statement the agency would work to make screening methods, quote, as minimally invasive as possible, end quote. Although he gave no indication what that would be or when they would take place. So, we have everybody from the guy who flies for the first time, who's outraged at all of this stuff that he has to go through or she has to go through, to the president. Everybody asks, what sort of pat-down does the president have? Does he go through an X-ray machine before he gets on Air Force One? How about the people that ride with him? Who gets checked and who doesn't? Do you know? It's kind of like the debate over health care. We want to have the same health care that members of Congress and the Senate have. Do they get patted down if they get on a plane? I think they probably do, actually. They get on a commercial airliner. Here are words from the president.
Let me first of all make a confession. I don't go through security checks to get on planes these days. So I haven't personally experienced some of the procedures that have been put in place by TSA. I will also say that in the aftermath of the Christmas Day bombing, our TSA personnel are properly under enormous pressure to make sure that you don't have somebody slipping on a plane with some sort of explosive device on their persons. And since the explosive device that was on Mr. Abdulmutallab was not detected by ordinary metal detectors, It has meant that TSA has had to try to adapt to make sure that passengers on planes are safe. Now, that's a tough situation. I mean, you know, one of the most frustrating aspects of this fight against terrorism is that it has created a whole security apparatus around us that causes huge inconvenience for all of us. And I understand people's frustrations, and what I've said to the TSA is that you have to constantly refine and measure whether what we're doing is the only way to assure the American people's safety. And you also have to think through, are there ways of doing it that are less intrusive? But at this point, TSA, in consultation with our counterterrorism experts, have indicated to me that the procedures that they've been putting in place are the only ones right now that they consider to be effective against the kind of threat that we saw in the Christmas Day bombing. But I'm going to, you know, every week I meet with my counterterrorism team, and I'm constantly asking them whether is what we're doing absolutely necessary. Have we thought it through? Are there other ways of accomplishing it that meet the same objectives?
All right. Well, we'll go through a number of things during this hour that are part and parcel, including some individual stories of pat-downs, what's happening to people. I have told my story on the air of what happened to me last week. It was literally laughable. I'll tell the story again later on in the hour. Your calls at 800-510-8255. We'll monitor our text line, which is 646-926. Doug, include your name in the text, please. And Clay Cohart, who's in charge of our social media, watching Twitter.com, so that we can get as many different opinions here as is possible. Meanwhile, let's think for a second about money. Money, money, money. Money Mutual is the trusted source for over 60 lenders. 60 lenders that can get you up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. $1,000. How'd you like to have $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow for an unexpected car repair bill, a medical bill, cash, until payday? Get it in 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com. That's MontelMoneyMutual.com. Be 18 or older and have a regular income of over $800 a month for short-term cash when you need it. Fast. Get to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 800-532-CASH. That's 800-532-CASH, 800-532-2274. $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow, 800-532-2274.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for $1?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. Your boys heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
800-510-8255. Okay, so let's get to some of the Sunday morning talk programs and hear what some of the guests there have to say, stimulating you to react. Candy Crowley is the host of State of the Union on CNN. Here she speaks with the man who is the centerpiece of all the controversy, John Pistole. He says Pistole, but the real Italian pronunciation is Pistole, about the TSA controversy.
In what ways are you looking? Are you looking for ways to calm this uproar and change what's going on?
There are a number of issues here, obviously, candidate, that we are addressing. The most focused is on what the current threat environment is. Given the current threat stream, being informed by the latest intelligence, we know that we face a determined enemy who has been adept at devising and concealing explosive devices, bombs that will target not only aviation in terms of commercial aircraft, but also cargo aircraft, as we saw in Yemen recently. So absolutely right. The challenge is, how do we balance the security that everybody wants? Everybody wants to make sure they get to their destination safely, with the privacy that everybody wants also. How do we find that precise blend for each person?
Do you think you have it?
I think it is situational, frankly. So for you, you may say, I want this level of security because I want to know that everybody else on that plane has been screened thoroughly. Somebody else may say, well, I would rather manage some risk and say, I don't want that thorough of screening, so I would rather take a higher risk. So that's I think, a public policy debate. For us in TSA, it comes down to, how do we give the highest level of confidence to everybody on that flight that everybody else has been properly screened, including you and me?
Well, I'm asking the question because the Secretary of State seemed to indicate, in saying we're looking for ways to diminish the impact on the traveling public, seems to me slightly in conflict with your saying, I'm not changing this, said to Congress. So is something changed?
Well, so the construct is that TSA is really the last line of defense for the U.S. government in trying to keep the traveling public safe. So we hope to be informed by all the latest intelligence, as I mentioned earlier, to make sure that we have all available techniques and technology to provide the best level of security, knowing that there's no 100% guarantee here. So if all the other levels or layers of security have not worked and somebody literally gets to the airport and is able to get past behavior detection officers, all the information we have about the travelers, the watch lists, and all those things, if somebody's actually able to get to an airport with a bomb that is non-metallic, so it's not going to alert a walk-through metal detector, then the AIT, the Advanced Imaging Technology Machine, gives us the best opportunity to detect that device. But if somebody, and everybody has the right to opt out of that, if they do opt out, we just want to make sure, for example, on Christmas Day, that if they do opt out, they receive a thorough pat-down so they don't pose a risk to that plane. There are very few people actually receive the pat-down. In spite of all the public furor about this,
They have rights, and we should care about them as well.
And I want to be as sensitive as I can to those folks.
Man, this guy, I wouldn't hire him to sweep the floor. Take a look at him and his way of expressing himself. Okay, 21 past the hour. More coming up. This is the ABC version coming up in a moment here.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
Council.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The connection line. And we'll be checking what your tweets are on the TSA and the pat-down procedures. I went through it last week. The opt-out, I decided after listening to the scientific information from doctors and people who study these new machines that indicate if you go through these devices 20 times or more a year, you're very, very susceptible to skin cancer, and people don't want it. And the TSA hasn't mentioned word one, not other than to say the FDA checked them and said that was they were okay. Sure, I'm going to believe what the FDA says. You believe what the FDA says? So under the circumstances, you opt for a check out the physical mauling, basically, of your body. That's what I felt like, although I got a kick out of it because I'm ticklish. And as they were squeezing, the gentleman who was the TSA person, very direct and not the person who I first encountered was really a jerk, put me into a holding pen to make sure that everybody saw me there and wanted to make sure that I watched and waited, and I got the usual, I was under the circumstances, I guess I was being punished for asking for a pat-down. So anyway, going through the process, gentleman was very professional, very forthright, said I'm going to do some things that will be very strident, and he did. He pushed and pulled and was very insistent on getting into all areas of my body, from my head to my toes. And a couple of places as he was doing his pat-down, where my body is ticklish, I started to giggle. And the TSA lady who was watching all this sort of started to giggle, too. And in one place where he touched me in my groin, I outright laughed. And so, but I could see where people could be very upset about this. And there are stories of a fellow. Here's Thomas Sawyer, who's 61 years old, said he was left humiliated and covered in urine after going through the TSA pat-down at Detroit Met Airport. I couldn't even speak, said Thomas Sawyer of Lansing, Michigan. He is a bladder cancer survivor who wears a bag which collects his urine from an opening in his stomach. He has to wear a special set of clothing in order to mount the bag. I have to seal a wafer to my stomach and then attach the bag. If the seal is broken, urine leaks all over my body. And that's what happens. So this in the name of protection, ladies and gentlemen. 800-510-8255. Here's Jeremy Hubbard on ABC reporting on the decision to waive the pat-downs on pilots. Hubbard has more on some other horror stories from around the country.
Despite a barrage of flyers from across the country now complaining of being groped and violated, the TSA isn't backing away from the new rules when it comes to airline passengers. But they have done an about-face with airline pilots, allowing them to now skip the controversial screeners and pat-downs.
It is a victory for the pilots who'd sued over the new security measures, calling them unnecessary and demeaning. But there is no such reprieve for the 24 million Thanksgiving week air passengers. We sent producers to four airports all across the country. At some, they wouldn't allow us to film the pat-downs. But look at this in Denver. Nothing, it seems, is left untouched. Still, from Southern California...
They had patted me down, and that was about it.
To Texas...
It keeps me safer. No problem.
To Illinois, the passengers we talked to were nearly unanimous about the new security measures.
They didn't have an issue today in terms of feeling like there was any invasion of privacy.
In fact, a poll earlier this month showed Americans resoundingly approve of the new body scanners, and the vast majority, some 84% of us, think they'll help stop terrorism. But striking a balance between security and privacy is proving difficult. And the chorus of complaints over the new pat-downs now stretches from Washington to the web.
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Fueled by stories like Catherine Bossie's. She is a flight attendant and cancer survivor forced to take off her prosthetic breast during a TSA pat-down.
I was horribly shocked. Yes, I was. I was embarrassed and, you know, ashamed that I had cancer and that this was the way, you know, I was being treated.
All across the country, passengers are left feeling vulnerable and violated, like this Ohio mom.
And then she went down to the bottom of my legs and ripped up my inner thighs and touched my genital area. As a law-abiding American citizen mom traveling with her baby, I should not have been subject to that sort of search.
Some horror stories indeed, but the TSA agents argue they're just doing their job, and in fact they are allowed under the new rules to use the back or front of their hand to pat down pretty much anywhere on your body, breasts, buttocks, thighs. They can even ask some women to go into a special screening area and take off their skirt and put on a special robe or gown for a pat down.
Oh, yes. All in the name of safety. You feel better? You feel safer knowing that that's going on? What do you think? 800-510-8255, the Talk Radio Countdown, focusing on the TSA and all the criticism.
Okay, that's 700 orders of manicotti to go. So, are you an elf?
Was it the ears, the bells, my zeal for Italian cuisine?
Well, it's just that...
I know, you don't get many elves in here, right? But with my Discover card, I get 5% cashback bonus. And that, my friend, is some real cannoli.
Now through December, get 5% cashback bonus at restaurants, clothing, and department stores with Discover Card. Sign up at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. It pays to discover. Limitations apply.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first. And choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
We're talking about the TSA and the pat-downs and the outrageous reality that a lot of people have been put through. That's my pejorative on this. I've been through it, and I'm still chuckling to myself about it. But I can understand why people... I mean, this guy whose colostomy bag was pushed so hard that it broke, and the... frustration here. Is it necessary, in your opinion? My sense is no, there's a better way of doing it, but then nobody seems to think it's a good idea to go to El Al and find out what they're doing over there, which makes no sense whatsoever. When the president tells you, we've surveyed everything and this is the best for us, he's full of old shoes, as my father used to say. From Face the Nation this weekend, Bob Schieffer speaks with Representative Steny Hoyer, who, again, is mostly focused on the TSA.
Congressman, I got to start with these pat-downs. I mean, this uproar that's going on, are you hearing any of that, and does the House plan to take any action?
Oh, yeah, I think the pat-downs are going to be very controversial. The TSA is, of course, faced with a very difficult problem. They want to keep the airplane safe. They want to keep us safe as individuals and as air travelers. On the other hand, they also want to honor our personal privacy. And reaching that balance, it's clear that there's not a consensus on whether they've done that yet. Benny Thompson, the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee, has written to TSA looking for a response, looking for how they analyze this. There are going to be hearings on this. So it's a very controversial item with two worthy objectives. Number one, keeping us safe, but number two, also honoring our personal privacy.
Well, I mean, would you want to undergo one of those?
I don't think any of us would want to undergo that. I don't think any of us feel that the discomfort and the delay is something that we like. But most people understand that we've got to keep airplanes safe.
Yeah, but is this the way to do it? Hello. Ding, 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 ding. 800-510-8255. Okay, so we have a couple of excerpts from radio shows over the weekend, talk radio shows, as we survey talk radio, talk television, all over the new media. We've seen the video of some of these things that have been explained in some of the news stories. But here we have two different programs that we monitored over the weekend. First, Ron Upshaw and Tom Tangi discussing the possibility that this controversy is being overblown by the news media.
Is this all media feeding frenzy and or
What do we have here? Because you run the newsroom when you're not being a fill-in talk show host.
Yeah.
A story like this comes across the Twitter feed or comes across the wires. It makes for great TV.
Yep.
It makes for great radio. And you go to the Drudge Report or CNN. These are some of the most top-read stories, and you can find these people that feel violated. What's your news sense saying about this story?
I think this is blown way out of proportion. People have objections. I get that. Bad things happen. I get that. Think of the hundreds of thousands of people that have been flying, going through these scanner situations and being groped, supposedly, and all this. And there are isolated incidents where bad things happen. But to me, it's a bit like the cops. We allow cops to pull their guns and shoot bad people if they feel like they're needed. And when they don't shoot a bad person and end up shooting somebody they shouldn't be shooting, then we prosecute them for misusing their firearms. I think the same thing happens here.
And it's interesting because my opinion has been evolving on this. My first reaction was, come on, government. And here's why, though. Not because you see the image naked, or not because you have to pat me down and your hands between my legs. It's because I believe it's impossible to anticipate every evil action.
Yeah.
If I'm sitting here and people drive themselves crazy, let's just bring it down to our local level. If I said,
sure,
I want to stop every possibility of anyone ever breaking into my home. Well, if I'm going to do that, I have to board up all my windows.
Yeah.
I have to if someone wants to get into your house, they can take a chair or a rock and throw it through your window and they're in your house. So, I mean, it's impossible in a sense. If someone's hell-bent on doing something evil,
yeah,
then if you're willing to blow yourself up for your cause, then there's not a lot that we can do to stop that in the esoteric sense.
Okay.
And so it's impossible to anticipate every conceivable outcome. So that was my logic going into this.
Okay.
Now that I've spent a couple days with this story, and in fact I was listening to Tony Kornheiser, who does a morning show,
yeah,
and he was saying, these are people that want to blow the plane up. And his logic was, whatever you need to do to prohibit people from blowing the plane up, let's submit ourselves to that. And I think he makes a good point, more in line to what you're saying.
Yeah.
And so, but Ken, there's no guarantee that we're going to stop this from ever happening again.
All right. I'm with them, at least in the sense that you can't do everything to eliminate everything. I don't know whether the news media, I'm not a big fan of the news media, as those of you who listen to me with regularity know. I think the news media is the, used to be called the fifth estate. It's the last estate, in my estimation, because they don't do things that are in your best interest. They do things in their best interest, that is, getting you to watch their newscasts. That's their job. They don't have to give you the news. They don't have to tell you the truth. They can do whatever they want to do to get an audience, and that's really how things have changed over the years. But you have a brain. You can look at this stuff. You can hear these things. You can read about them, and you can make up your own mind as an adult as to whether all of this really makes sense. Where does it sit? Where does it fit in your gut? What is your gut reaction to all of this? Never mind the news media. You have a brain, so use it. Here are a couple of other radio hosts, Mac and Gatos, focused on airports and their options in replacing the TSA.
I think there are one or two smaller airports around the United States that have said we're going to fire the TSA. Now, I think there was one airport in Orlando.
Yeah, Tampa.
In your state, and in this case your airport, you can go another route. It actually reminds me of what?
Well, let me just finish. Can you go another route?
Well,
let me
finish real quick.
All right.
It almost reminds me of what we've asked Jan Brewer. The two of us have actually asked Jan Brewer to do. You know what? If you don't like the way the federal government patrols the border,
hire a private company.
Mm-hmm. So Jan Brewer can do that.
Right.
If we don't have any money, but I'm just saying she could figure out a way to do it.
But they'd still be under the TSA. So it would be a private contract or private security,
but they wouldn't.
But
have
the TSA would be obviously training,
yeah,
obviously holding them accountable.
Do the pat downs, though.
We don't know because, again, as the legal expert said, we don't know what exactly they would be able to do and not do.
Here's the clause.
Here's how it reads.
Santa?
Any U.S. airport is free to hire its own private contracting firm to conduct screenings so long as it used federal screeners for a period of 2 years.
Right, but we don't know if they would make them do the pat downs, if they would still have to do you know, throwing away the three. Okay, put it to you this way. If they hired a private firm, it's not going to be, woo, just let everybody through.
Of course not.
You know, no, it's not going to be that. But I don't know how rigorous it would be, or would it be worse?
Well, listen, some people would like it because it would probably, the stipulation would be, okay, you know what, we'll ditch the TSA for a private firm because we don't believe in the pat-down. And that would be part of the reason that a private firm would come in. They would not do the pat-down. What we're talking about here is the TSA and the pat-downs, and that's the main problem. I will also link the problems that they're having with this.
With what? With all the pat-down stuff or the TSA in general?
No, with the people in America who are upset with the pat-downs. It has everything to do with the Obama administration. He put health care out there and didn't explain it.
Right.
Put finance reform out there, didn't explain it.
Well, we did know this was coming.
We knew
this was coming.
But they did not explain it the way that they should have.
Well, we did. We explained it.
We did because we know what we're doing.
Oh.
Okay? In government, whether you're a Republican or Democrat, you don't have a clue.
800-510-8255. So next up, after listening to all this consternation, your calls and comments and a few other stories in the mix here, as this is one of the most interesting things that we've talked about in a long time. It involves all kinds of things, personal nature, government, the sensitivity that people have or don't have, whether the government explains things or wants to shove it down your throat. It's the age of big government, folks. How's that grab you? And then they'll grab you if you have, if you go through for a pat down, you'll get grabbed. 800-510-8255. Speaking of your privates, this is something that's a delicate subject for a lot of people, but I don't want to make you uncomfortable when I talk about your prostate. If you're a man, have you had a checkup? Did you wait until you were 55, 60? I was talking to a gentleman on a medical program over the weekend. He was 66, never had a prostate exam, and now he has a problem. It's very important for you to take care of your prostate. Your prostate can affect your health, and including your life, as you get older. Get to your doctor, have a checkup, and start taking Super Beta Prostate. It supports your body, your prostate, your function, healthy sleeping habits. Super Beta Prostate is natural. You don't need prescriptions. Millions and millions and millions of bottles of this stuff have been sold, so you know it's trusted. Here are your choices. Ignore your prostate, get sick, and die. Or, if you're a new customer and you haven't started to feed your prostate yet, call this number, 800-607-7078, and get a bottle free of Super Beta Prostate. Free. Be smart. Call 800-607-7078 now. You only pay a small shipping and handling charge. One free bottle per call. One free bottle per family. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Take care of your prostate's health. 800-607-7078.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Includes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's. It still works wonders.
800-510-8255. Do you mind the pat downs? And how much time does it take, et cetera, et cetera? Who's been through all this? David calls listening to WLNI in Lynchburg, Virginia. David, you're on the Countdown Live. Please go ahead.
Doug, good morning.
Hi.
I would opt out. I'm not going to be flying for any time soon or for a long time anyways. But my concern was the pilots are getting a buy for passing by the machines. What about the flight attendants?
I think the flight attendants have the say. I don't know this for a solid fact, but I'll have the boys check around. My understanding is that the flight crews, which include flight attendants, have the same procedure, or they're being treated the same way. I've heard that. I don't know that for a fact, but it would make sense.
Okay, well, that's good, because I was worried about that. But then the next thing is that you mentioned that you go through the screener more than 20 times.
Yes.
You're at risk for cancer.
Skin cancer.
Why hasn't somebody done more about or talked about the screener since, I read on the Blaze that George Soros has shares into the screeners anyways.
The people who are using this for political payback, the real story is that Michael Chertoff, who is the former director of Homeland Security, and when he got out of the work that he had at the Bush administration, he started a security agency, and his security agency has recommended, it is through his security agency that the buy was made for these screeners, and he has a very large security interest, if you know what I'm suggesting. He has a very large interest. So the people who are upset that somebody like Chertoff is involved, then they go find the George Soros thing, so they make a political thing out of it. The people who have invested in this, it sort of reminds me of the vote counting controversy. Remember when Senator from Nebraska, I forget his name now, I want to say Hagel. I think it's Hagel. It was found that he and his family were majority stockholders in the company that made most of the vote counting machines. That kind of stuff.
Yes.
Always makes you raise your eyebrow as to what the legitimacy is of anything that they say. I think that's something to take into consideration. Thanks for your call. Thanks for your interest. Thanks for your, I guess, if you're listening, your supporter, right? 800-510-8255. More of your calls. Stay tuned and stand by.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
Can be.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-TALK. Interesting and in an unusual sort of PR move for Al-Qaeda. Their Yemen branch. It's like the CIA, our Paris branch. Yeah, the Yemen branch is not just claiming responsibility for the failed parcel bomb attack. They're releasing an online magazine detailing how much the attacks could, how many attacks they could plan, and why they plan to do more of them. The parcel bombs found on cargo planes were part of a strategy that the editors of the magazine inside call Operation Hemorrhage, which uses low-budget attacks to not cause maximum casualties, but to cause maximum losses to the American economy. How low budget? In another article in this magazine, Al-Qaeda breaks down the cost, listing two Nokia mobile phones at $150 each, two HP printers at $300 each, plus shipping and other expenses for a total of $4,200. We've never seen a jihadist group in Al-Qaeda ever release this sort of information, let alone be this close to one of the attempts. So they're telling you, sort of brazen, or is that just another way to scare you? That's all this is. They win. They always win. They're winning now. As we talk about this stuff and the news media and whether they're winning. And they will win big time on Wednesday when the air traffic control system is screwed to a fairly well because of all of the opt-out people looking for pat-downs. That's what'll happen. They win, we lose. Dennis in Muskegon, Michigan, is there a better way?
Well, yeah, I do believe so, because they've been doing it for years with these dogs. You know, they sniff out bombs or chemicals or drugs.
Yep.
And I do believe the public wouldn't mind a dog sniffing.
Nope, public doesn't mind at all. They talk to the dogs. I see dogs all over the world, and it's a very intelligent way. You are right. Very intelligent way to handle the problem. Thanks for your call. Mike, listening to KWAM in Memphis. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the air.
Yes, you're exactly right. The terrorists are winning. Look, more people drown in bathtubs than die from international terrorism, of course, outside of war zone. Mm-hmm. It's so overblown. You ought to get check that Professor John Mueller. The threat is it's a sham. Hey, Doug, do you want to live in a fair society or a free society?
I'm interested in a free society, thanks.
I don't want border fences. I'm against all these border fences I keep hearing about.
Yeah.
The sham is always, like you said earlier again, the sham is always on us, the taxpayers.
Well, the only people who make money, the taxpayer loses because we spend money on this phony security. It's like the phony drug war. We've spent 40-some-odd billion dollars since George Bush the father I think it was $49 billion I saw. And how is that's the problem any better? If anything, it's worse.
Right, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Whenever you see war in front of it, war on terrorism, about it. There's not very many of them. We give them all the power.
Yep, you're right. That's a very cogent statement, sir. Thanks for making the call. 800-510-8255. Here's Eric in Maryland, who doesn't seem to mind the pat-downs.
I travel a lot, actually, for my job, and I don't mind the pat-downs, but what I'm, you know, get upset about is why are we, you know, in the United States so far behind? I mean, I travel out of BWI, and they've got two, you know, probably $100,000 or $200,000 machines there that are barely being used, and you almost have to, you request it, but even if you do request it, it doesn't save you any time. I mean, it's like they've got a bunch of people out there doing these pat-downs, and these pat-downs are simple. Whoever's complaining about them, you know, is overstating the issue. My problem is it backs up the line, so let people use these $100,000 machines that you've got sitting there doing absolutely nothing with 30 employees standing around at work for TSA. You know, I mean, these people, I mean, maybe they just do it there for, you know, to make sure they have a job, but it is irritating when you have a plane to catch and you got so much time and you're backed up in a line waiting on them. I go to the limit of buying a TSA-approved laptop bag just so that I can save time, and guess what? They still make you take it out of the bag and put it in a separate tray. And I asked them, I said, well, what's the purpose of buying a TSA-approved bag? Or, you know, if you got this expert machine that's standing right here, why do I still have to take off my shoes? You spend at least an extra 2 to 3 minutes in a line. And if that line is backed up, you know, or where it's, you know, maybe on a Saturday morning or a Friday night, you literally spend 20 minutes. And that's 20 minutes per person extra.
Well, there's lots to be considered here. Pretty interesting conversation. This won't be the end of it. This hour of the Talk Radio Countdown acknowledges the following sources used in the production of the program: CNN, CBS, ABC, Ron and Don Show, C-SPAN, and Mac and Gatos. Thanks for your attention. The Talk Radio Countdown show is written by Jeff Plothy, produced by Rich McFadden today. I'm Doug Steffen on the Daily Talk Radio Countdown.